This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Can a world-famous soccer star solve Liberia's economic problems?
Liberia is really facing quite a challenge. Its unemployment is rampant. Poverty is endemic.
This is the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. George Weah is regarded as one of the best African soccer players of all time. Today, he also makes history by being sworn in as Liberia's president. The BBC's Tamazin Ford is attending the inauguration in Monrovia.
Liberia went through a debilitating 14 years of civil war back in the 90s. And then it was hit again just a few years ago with the Ebola epidemic. That not only scared investors away, it crushed the economy. So Liberia is really facing quite a challenge. Its unemployment is rampant. Poverty is endemic. And the falling commodity prices, because Liberia relies on iron ore and rubber, also was a second double shock for Liberia. So it really is a huge challenge for the incoming president.
Now, it certainly sounds like there's a lot of excitement building behind you, but as a soccer star, does he actually have a solid economic strategy?
No, not at all. But that's something, in my experience over the last few days here, that people aren't worried about. They believe that George Weah's celebrity soccer status will bring Liberia what it needs. It will bring Liberia the celebrities in from around the world. And they're very proud of his celebrity status. Already today, we're expecting this to be quite a soccer star-studded affair. You've got footballers flying in from all over the world. So I think that's something that people aren't worried about. They're just very proud that they've got a world-renowned star as their president.
Tamazin Ford in Liberia. Let's do the numbers. European stocks are mixed, with Germany's DAX down 12 points, or 0.16%. That's despite an agreement from the country's Social Democrats to start formal talks with Chancellor Angela Merkel's Conservative Party to form a coalition government and allow her a fourth term after September's elections. Now, Oxfam has released its annual global report on inequality ahead of the World Economic Forum in Davos starting later today. It says 82% of the world's wealth went to the richest 1%. Deborah Hardoon is deputy head of Oxfam Research here in Britain.
Workers working in factories, in supply chains, in big companies are really working extremely hard and not able to live decent lives. They're in many cases living below the poverty line. We cover, for example, Lan, who works in Vietnam in factories where she's earning just a dollar an hour producing shoes that are being sold for tens of hundreds of dollars. The kind of dominant interests are returning money to shareholders, to owners and to CEOs and people at the very top of the distribution.
The criticism is the more those shareholders get, the more they invest and create new jobs and the more people are lifted out of absolute poverty, which has declined.
What we're concerned about is those kind of businesses that operate on the basis of squeezing wages to the very minimum, that avoid paying taxes. What we want to see is decent jobs, workers with bargaining power, people with a stake in the businesses that they're working in.
Oxfam's Deborah Hardoon. Australia has more pokies, or electronic poker machines, than any other country. And while gambling addiction is on the rise everywhere, reports say people rack up the biggest gambling losses in Australia. The BBC's Phil Mercer reports.
You don't have a life. The machines own you.
Financially, it's been really straining because you obviously lose more than you win.
Some problem gamblers who can't resist the mesmeric attraction of the flashing lights and seductive sounds Winning or losing has nothing to do with skill. These devices are simply computers set up to randomly select outcomes and are built to excite and entice.
I'm 19 years old. I've tried not to gamble, but usually when I do have money, I like to gamble and spend my money and spend time there.
My name's Les. I'm 62. I work now as a community support worker, but I have suffered from addiction. You go into a gambling room, suddenly you're important because they want your money.
A poker machine manufacturer is being sued in Australia's federal court by a former gambling addict. The company has rejected the claims. Dr. Rowan Miller from the Sydney University Business School believes that slot machines often ensnare society's most vulnerable.
People who play poker machines at a dangerous level also have other problems. They may drink too much, they have a mental issue, they may smoke too much, they may take illicit drugs, and they often use poker machines as a circuit breaker to get away from those things.
But here comes rekindling.
Sports betting is Australia's fastest growing form of gambling, largely fueled by the popularity of online betting. Campaigners argue that urgent political action is needed to address the multi-billion dollar scale of gambling losses. Tim Costello, a spokesperson for the Alliance for Gambling Reform, says it's an industry that's out of control.
We know that kids believe, some 75% of them, not only is sport and gambling going together, but it's risk-free because you get your cash back. We need a national regulator.
Charities say that Australia loses more money gambling per person than any other country. But the industry in all its forms is a rich source of tax revenue for state and territory governments here. So sweeping gambling reforms in Australia appear unlikely. In Sydney, I'm the BBC's Phil Mercer for Marketplace.
Finally, one for Aussies and the world to cheer about. Men and women in Australia's Tour Down Under cycling event will be paid equally. In 2019, the government said today it will boost prize money in the women's event by about $90,000, putting it in the same gear as the men's event. It's only the 21st century, folks. I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.